The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. So let's just look at each phrase of this statement. This is incredible. The prayer, in other words, just the conversation, the listening and the talking, right? The prayer of who? Of a righteous person. So it didn't say the prayer of a perfect person. He didn't also say the prayer of a wicked person. He said the prayer of a righteous person, meaning someone who is right with God. They are in right standing. They're in a right relationship with God. The prayer of a righteous person is what? Is very powerful in its effect. So what James told that group of persecuted Christians is, guys, whatever you're going through, pray, pray, pray. Why? Because the prayers of a righteous person, such as yourselves, is very powerful in its effect. In other words, when you pray, your prayers are capable of bringing about massive change. When you pray, your prayers can accomplish great things. When you pray, it makes a difference. That's what he's saying. When you pray, God does stuff. Because he's the most powerful being in the universe. And if you're in a right relationship with him and you're talking to him and he listens and he responds, powerful things take place. Powerful things happen. Now, some of you might be hearing this and you think, okay, well, Preston, I believe what God says, that the prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. But I'm not a righteous person. And here's what I would say. I would say that you're right. You're not a righteous person on your own. And on my own, I'm not a righteous person. And everybody in the room, everybody online, there's not a single person who on their own is a righteous person. So in other words, well, this truth doesn't apply to anybody. We might as well pack it up and go home. Prayer doesn't make any difference. Except that God sent his son Jesus from heaven to earth. And Jesus lived a perfectly righteous life. So what, Preston? That's Jesus. That's not me. I'm still a broken, sinful, messed up person. What's that got to do with me? Here's what it has to do with you. If you're a follower of Jesus, you probably know this already. But at the cross, after Jesus lived a perfect life and died in our place at the cross, a beautiful exchange took place in which Jesus, the perfect righteous one, took your sin and my sin upon himself. And Jesus, the perfect righteous one, gave you his own righteousness. See, when God sees you, he doesn't see your past. He doesn't see your brokenness. He doesn't see the failure. He sees that you've been clothed in the very righteousness of Jesus himself. So yes, you are righteous. If you trust and follow Jesus, you are a righteous person. And according to God, if you believe what God says about you and about your prayers, then here's what you need to know. Here's what you need to believe. That your prayers are powerful. Your prayers are powerful. See, you don't have to be a missionary, a minister, or a martyr to have powerful prayers. Any man, woman, or child who's in a relationship with God through Jesus, your prayers are powerful. See, I think we talk about the power of prayer sometimes. And we talk about it as this general abstract truth. But what James was telling these Christians and what God is telling you today is this. It's not just that there's power in prayer. There's power in your prayers. Do you believe that? Do you believe that your prayers make a difference? That your prayers change people's hearts? That your prayers bless families? That your prayers break strongholds? That your prayers shape nations. Do you believe that? Are you gripped by that truth? Is it a deep conviction that affects the way that you pray and the way that you live? If you believe that, and I know this is the early crowd, but guys, I have much faith in you. So I'm not doing this to be cute or to be rah-rah. I'm doing it because I know that it's actually going to reinforce it in your heart. If you believe that your prayers have power, would you just say it out loud right now? My prayers have power. Turn to somebody next to you and say, your prayers have power. So James said, guys, it doesn't matter what you're going through. If you're suffering, pray. If you're cheerful, pray. If you're sick, pray, 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 pray. Why? Because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful in its effect. Just look at Elijah, verse 17. Elijah was a human being, as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the land. Then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the land produced its fruit. So James says there's power in prayer. Just look at Elijah. Elijah was a prophet. In other words, he was someone that God spoke a message to, and then he was supposed to communicate that message to people. And so one day, God sent Elijah to King Ahab, who was a wicked king of Israel in the northern part of the kingdom. And essentially, Elijah told him, look, you think that Baal, this other false god, gives you guys rain? You've turned away from the one true living God to worship Baal? Well, guess what? Until I speak the word, you ain't gonna get no rain. And for 3.5 years, think about that. Think about the weathermen's jobs during that time. 3.5 years. I mean, they were flawless. They got it right every single time. No rain. For 3.5 years. And then one day, Elijah, he got down on his knees and he put his head between his legs and he prayed earnestly, not just one time, that it would rain. Not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. He prayed 7 times that God would make it rain. And finally, his servant went out, and off in the distance, he said that he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, that big. And Elijah told the servant, go and tell King Ahab that the Lord God of Israel is about to make it rain. And it did. James said the prayer of a righteous person are powerful in their effect. Just look at Elijah to see that. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, yeah, I believe that Elijah's prayers were powerful. He's an Old Testament prophet. I'm no prophet. I'm no Elijah. But did you notice what James said? He said Elijah was a man just like us. He was a human being. He was a normal person just like you and me. What's his point? Elijah isn't the exception. Elijah's the norm. Now, you might not pray and you cause drought for 3.5 years and then pray and cause rain to come. But the point is, in the same way that Elijah's prayers had powerful effects, your prayers can do the same. What's true of Elijah is true of you. He's not the exception. He's the norm.